This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the premiere of the original radio play Sliced by an Artist featuring Dustin Hoffman and written by elementary school student Kenny Juarez. First, sports news. After the presents tomorrow, before dinner, tis the season for basketball. Two nationally televised games are going to draw a lot of fans and a lot of coverage. The Detroit Pistons versus the Indiana Pacers and the Los Angeles Lakers against the Miami Heat. ESPN's Sal Masekela is back with us. Sal, welcome back into the studios here.
I've missed you, Alex. I've missed NPR, so it's very nice to be back, my friend. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. It's basketball season. The Pistons-Pacers game, Sal, these are the two teams in that notorious brawl last month in Detroit. It's their first rematch since then. What are you expecting?
I expect heightened security. I'm sure that we will see it on every network from CNN to MSNBC to the sports networks. We'll be covering the heightened security. But all in all, I think it'll be a lot to do about nothing. Indiana fans don't. I think this is an opportunity for them to show that, hey, we're not Detroit fans. We're going to cheer on the Pacers, but we will not behave in such a prehistoric manner as the fans in Detroit did. It's going to be a good game. You know, both these teams have been suffering since, and they need a win. They need momentum coming out of the holidays. So it's going to be exciting.
What about changes to basketball since that brawl? I mean, is this something that basketball is going to turn and go in a different direction since that, or is this just be another season footnote?
It'll be, you know, as far as footnotes goes, it's one of the worst sports brawls on this soil. I think that as the season extends, I don't think we'll see anything else like this. And by the end of the season, it'll be, like you said, it'll be a footnote. It'll just be a mere memory. It's not going to come to the point where we have, you know, plexiglass like it's hockey. That would take away from the intimacy of the game. And it's really going to be up to the fans. You know, the fans will dictate whether or not it has to go to that level.
The other big matchup, Kobe Bryant and the Lakers hosting former Laker Shaquille O'Neal and the Miami Heat in Los Angeles. Now, these are the two of the biggest star athletes of our time. I noticed that they now try to say nice things about each other in the paper, but basketball reporters say, look, Kobe wanted Shaq gone from the Lakers. He is gone now. Maybe it's going to be payback time.
I am going to the game on Saturday, and I can't think of anything else better for Christmas than this game. I think Shaquille O'Neal intends to stuff Kobe Bryant when he brings it to the hole, and I think Kobe Bryant intends to bring it to the hole with fire. The other night, Shaquille was interviewed during a halftime of Monday Night Football, and he said, it's going to be like a Corvette going up against a brick wall. And then Kobe said, well, I think I'm a little bit of a mix of a Corvette and a Hummer, and if I can't get through the wall, I'll put a ladder up against the wall and climb over the wall. So there's all this crazy, like, analogies going back and forth. And you know what? People really feel that Kobe Bryant ran not only Shaquille O'Neal, but Phil Jackson.
The coach
out of town. And if you look at it, you know, if it smells like poo and it looks like poo, it probably is poo. And Kobe's trying to say, hey, it's not me. Nothing smells here, but I think something stinks. And I think Shaquille O'Neal is going to come through like a big can of Lysol and make Kobe really, really pay for what he did.
You heard that analogy only on Day to Day Sports Fans. Thank you, Sal Masekela. But listen, here's the thing. The Lakers are having an okay season, you know. They're above 500,
A hair above.
The Heat are having a great year.
Exactly.
And don't you look at this and say, you know, Shaquille's looking a little better.
He is looking a little better. And frankly, if Shaquille was still in Los Angeles, I think that they would probably have won another two or three games. The bottom line is, Shaquille O'Neal is the most dominant player. He changed the center position. He doesn't shoot free throws, whatever. He changed the game. Kobe Bryant's the best one-on-one player. But unfortunately, it's a five-man game. And one-on-one play is great for highlights, but it doesn't win you championships. And right now, Shaquille O'Neal is the one who's looking to have the best shot at a ring in this 2004-05 season.
Sal Masekela, host of ESPN's X Games, follows basketball for Day to Day. Sal, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Thanks for being with us again.
No problem. I believe they say Happy Christmas Hanukkah these days.